Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
All right, we're back on Sports Talk here on this Wednesday night. And, of course, it's now time for another edition of SC Wild with the Major Billy Downer. And here we are in the middle of December, and that's a traditional time here on SC Wild on Sports Talk as we close in on Christmas to talk about what to get that outdoors person in your life on your holiday list for the holidays. What is the best present or presents to get them, and where can you get them, and what's it going to cost you? Major Downer knows all about that. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Always glad to be here, Phil, for our Christmas edition of SC Wild. And tonight we'll start off the big bang with the number one gift item this year. And I'm not sure I have a good answer for everybody that's going to want to know, well, where can I get it? I don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
The number one gift item this year is ammo. Holy cow, there is an ammunition shortage across this country. Deer ammunition, so many deer hunters are having to change the rifle they have ammo for, not necessarily what they want to shoot, because the ammo is just few and far between. I will say that that's going to be the number one gift item, though, for a stocking stuffer, for a major gift. Just ammo in general, particular rifle ammo, is just hard to come by. If you got 708, you can forget it. The 6.5 Creedmoor, pretty much the same. If you happen to shoot low caliber like a 223, maybe you'll be lucky. But 270, 30-06, maybe more than anybody else can find that. But if you got any weird ones like 25-06, 6mm, you can forget it. You're not going to find the ammo hardly. Federal ammunition, I talked to a distributor today, or actually a store vendor, that said, hey, they're hearing, you know, Federal's telling people, you know, advertising, go online and buy straight from us. They're doing more of that. They are even giving it to their distributors and giving it out to the stores. So Federal, if you keep checking the Federal website, I've been told, early morning hours, and I'm talking 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, they're dumping some ammo every so often. So that's something to keep a watch on. Sportsman's Warehouse in the Greenville area, I've been told, has lots of ammo. Don't know, now that I've said that out loud, it may be gone in an hour. Who knows? I've heard they had some ammo up in Greenville. I know Cabela's, Bass Pro, the Sportsman's Warehouse in Columbia, Bass Pro in Myrtle Beach, Cabela's in Greenville, Cabela's in Fort Mill, all had been very, very sparse for ammo. If somebody knows where you can get rifle ammo, we'd love for you to call in and tell us where you can get it, or call me later and tell me without putting it on the air. I'll be glad to take that, too. It's just that's how hard it is to find ammo right now.
Why are we in that position?
That's the other one. Nobody really can explain it. There's been a surge in purchasing of ammo and firearms. We're going to see a really big jump in our federal wildlife restoration dollars. I just saw the projections for the money for hunter education and wildlife restoration. Big jump this year in all avenues because of the sale of firearms. This past year has just been huge. And a lot of that's driven by elections. Typically, when you see Democratic candidates win in the presidential election, you see firearm sales jump up with this weird fear of my gun's going to be taken, which is not necessarily the truth. It's just how political things work.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing a lot of firearms sold this year. But ammo, just as soon as it comes out, it's being picked up. And people just want to hoard it, and it kills the whole system when people hoard ammo. Because then nobody can share it. Everybody just keeps grabbing it up. So a lot of stores, you'll see them limiting. You can get one or two boxes of 9mm ammo, pistol ammo. When it comes to rifle ammo, most stores, if they have any, they're holding it and making you buy a rifle to put the ammo with. So if you want to buy ammo for your loved one, you may have to buy a new rifle for them, which works out for them too. So there's a gift item right there. Probably top of the list as far as the wants. Everybody's looking for ammo. You know, rifle, if you're looking for a rifle for a deer hunter, the load that continues to be the hot, kind of not new, but just the hot round right now is still the 6.5 Creedmoor rifle. So many different manufacturers have that. Browning has a great rifle in that. Your Bagara has a good rifle in the 6.5 Creedmoor floated barrel. You've got your Christensen rifle came out with a over-the-counter custom, semi-custom rifle with a floated barrel. Great little rifle, too. Those are probably your three best ones. Your Browning X-Mark 6.5 Creedmoor is the one that everybody wants to go to for a long distance. The Hell's Canyon Long Range is the addition of the Browning that everybody wants to go to. But in a 6.5 Creedmoor, probably the hot round for youth. 708 still is a great round all the way up to adults. Just kind of shied away from the 243 in the last 10 years. We found them to be less than perfect on youth shots. When they make a bad shot, you don't find any blood and you don't find the animal. That's not what we want. So a 708 creates good blood trail and a great rifle for deer. So that's your deer rifle stuff. You know, we always talk about gift items. Flashlights are always great. Small flashlights, big flashlights. Your stream lights come in all kinds of sizes. Rechargeable, that's always a great gift item for a hunter, no matter if they're a coon hunter, dog hunter, deer hunter, you know, dog hunt, steel hunt, or duck hunt. A flashlight, everybody can use. So, always a great one. This year, kind of the what you see, you know, with women's fashion, you always see it come back around. Bell bottoms, what have you. For us, old school camo has come back around. So my number four on the list is old school camo in a variety of brands. Browning's really come out with a bunch of old school camo shirts. And, you know, everybody's got plenty of clothes, but old school camo is just a classic that people love. They're making them in vests. They're making them in a shirt. A lightweight shirt, heavy duty, chamois, you know, chamois cloth shirt. Those are great gift items that maybe somebody wouldn't buy for themselves, but those are the best gifts when you buy something somebody wouldn't buy for themselves, but hey, they kind of liked it. They pulled it off the shelf, they pulled it off the rack, and they go, huh, that'd be kind of cool. But they put it back. That's a great gift item. So old school camo is my pick for folks who are looking for something they didn't know what to get the hunter. And your family, old school camo is great. It's just, you know, I've done a little bit of that for mine, and it's going to be a good hit. So old school camo's out there. Past that, you know, we talk about every year, we look into the binoculars. You start getting a little bit more expensive there. You know, clothes you can buy for $40, $50 for a shirt, up to $90 for a jacket, lightweight jacket. But binoculars, you're going in that $150 to $250 range. You can go up to $500-$800, depending on Swarovski, Zeiss. But there's some really good Nikons out there for the $159 to $200 range that are in that mid-level that are really good. Leupold, you'll get up there in that $350 range for those. But binoculars, again, are that extra thing. And you've heard me say it over and over, Phil, you know, identify that target, know what's beyond it and in front of it. And so for me, the binoculars are a great item that people, the deer hunter, sometimes don't use as much, but would really appreciate. And a duck hunter, they love that from the standpoint of scouting. They can sit back and look at ducks in the distance. It's just a good gift item all the way around. So binoculars kind of in my number five category. as we go from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we're going to drift into some fishing stuff because we don't want to forget our fishermen out there. Again, rehashing for folks that may have got in late, early or late there. Number one, you know, ammo right now, if you can find rifle ammunition. A good rifle, that's expensive. You're looking at $600. Ammo right now is around $36 to $45 for a box of 20 rifle rounds. Mm. That's just where we are. Yeah. Rifle, you're looking at $450 to, you can go up to $1,000 on that Christensen, but you can get a decent rifle, Bagar, for around $600. You get to your Browning Hills Canyon, you're going to be at $1,300 range. Christensen rifle, $1,100, somewhere around there, $1,200 range. Well, there's some good ones out there. Then you get into, like we said, we talked about flashlights are always a great stocking stuffer. Don't forget those, all shapes and sizes. LED is a must anymore. That light that has the push button on the back is just an extra feature that's great. Streamlight's really done a good job of incorporating that in a lot of lights. So that's a good one. Those Streamlights, $99. You can get a good one. It's rechargeable. You put in the truck. It's those are great. Or plug them in the house and keep them recharged if the lights go out. Just a great item. Of course, you can get the little Nebos. You can get the little small pin light, stream lights for around $20 to $30. Those are great stocking stuffers too. And then we went past that to old school camo, and I think that's a great hidden gem this year. If you can find some, you go any of the hunt stores from across South Carolina, your local hardware stores, you know, Schofield Ace Hardware in Florence, you go to Simpson Hardware in Sumter, Manning, they've got old school camo. Of course, Forstman's Warehouse, Cabela's, all of them have all those selections. But Browning really came out with some good old school camo this year. Haybo, if you go on the Haybo website, South Carolina born and bred here, they've got some old school camo too. You go to Haybo.com. And you'll find old school camo there, and hats, and shirts, and jackets, and different variety there as well. So a lot of places to shop for that. But moving on in our list, Phil, I guess, you know, we want to look at, you know, we talk about electronics a lot of times when it comes to fishing. And electronics really get specific when you start talking about boats and fishermen really technical. But there are some things you can look at for a fisherman, you know, that helps them. You can get anything from trolling motors. You can get Lowrance or the Garmin electronics for boats. But it's kind of hard sometimes to pick out what somebody wants. When it comes to fishing and boating, probably some of the best things, dry bag. There's a great item that everybody doesn't have, but everybody would use if they had one. So a dry bag you can get from Cabela's, Bass Pro, go online, look at those. And those can be anywhere from $20-$30 on up a little bit, but they're not that expensive. And what a dry bag does is made of waterproof material. It clips at the top and you fold it over, and it becomes, with Velcro, it becomes waterproof from the standpoint of rainproof. Rain can't get up in there because you fold it over the seams, and it protects whatever you put in that bag. It keeps clothes dry. That's a great item for a boater, a fisherman. Raincoats. There's number six for us, probably six, seven, seven be raincoats. A raincoat, you can go as cheap with a Columbia raincoat for around $49-$50. Jacket or frog tog. Frog tog's really come a long way. They've got some great colors. But Columbia's always been a favorite on a simple, lightweight, packable rain jacket. You can go to L.L. Bean and find those as well. Of course, you can go there. You're going to start going up in price because you're paying for brand. And, again, Frog Tog, Columbia, or your really good raincoats. You can get those in an OD green with a Frog Tog now, or kind of a khaki color. It's kind of neat. And they've really improved their membrane. And that's a good packable one, too, and lightweight. And doesn't get hot. Those are great for fishing, for hunting, all the way around either way. You know, in the last few years, fly fishing has become really popular. You really want to throw something neat out there for a fisherman that you know that maybe they haven't tried that. Buy them a fly rod.
or a fly and a fly tackle. Cabela's can outfit you with that. Greenville, Fort Mill, they've got some really good fly fishing sections there. And they can hook you up with something kind of neat at a base starter level. You're going to get in the $150, $200 range. You can go really up with fly rods and get real expensive, of course. But those are special gifts that kind of just kind of fall in the different zone. And if somebody is wanting to try something, a lot of these folks are fly fishing now here on Saluda for smallmouth. They don't have to go to the mountains to fly fish. People want to do that. They want to try it. And that can be a lot of fun. So a fly rod and a fly rod combination with a little cup with the little it comes with little cases and things to hold the rod. You fold, you can break the rod down. Those are neat items, you know, just to put in touch. So we've done a few fishing items. Last couple things for me, you know, around the 9-10, I can't stop our list or end it without talking about boots. Hmm. I always go back to boots. Boots are great. Snake boots, rubber boots. You know, muck boots has become kind of that staple when it comes to a really comfortable boot. And they've got some great brands out there. Muck boots are around $159 to $179. Yes, that sounds expensive, but they are worth every penny. They'll keep your feet dry. They keep your feet warm. They've got a really great couple series of those boots in different camouflage patterns, or in brown or black. But they are just a really good a gift item that everybody can use. So that's kind of where I sit on that. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, trying to remember what they're called, but these rubber boot shoes that have gotten real popular now that people love, Extra Tough. And they're around probably $79 to $80. They're called Extra Tough. Pull on little rubber boots. They're great for fishing. They're great for dog training. They fall in that boot category, but they're like a little slip-on. And they come up about probably around 8 inches ankle height, right below the ankles, say 6 inches. They're great for going out in the yard. Like I said, they're great for just quick, you need something to go out in the mud. If you're fishing, they're great non-slip sole. But Extra Tough, you'll see those around. They're at hardware stores again. They're out there at Cabela's, Bass Pro again, too, as well. So Extra Tough is a great little item. It's become real popular in the last year. And, you know, I hate that you would talk about hunting and fishing, but you really want to include everybody in here. And as much as I've gotten into dog training with labs and retrievers, you want to kind of throw that in there too. You know, don't forget your animals at Christmas. My wife loved to make and my daughter both, they love to put a stocking up for the dog. So think about gifts for your hunting dog that you might want to do, just neat little gift items. Yeah, everybody thinks about chew toys and things, and just be careful of that, particularly with retrievers. You don't want things that they can chew up their rubber that'll break up and digest and cause problems. Good, tough fire hose material. There's a lot of those out there now. You can go to Petco and look online and find them. But they've got these toys that are made out of fire hose, so it doesn't rip up easy. I know Trap Supply's got a lot of those in the shape of a bone. They got them in the shape of a duck. It's just really good material, so a dog can't chew it up and choke on it or either block themselves up. So, you know, everybody loves to give a dog a tennis ball, but you got to be careful, because if they chew those up, those pieces can get stuck and lodged in their intestines. So just got to be careful. But gifts for the dog, not always bad to forget that and to think that, include that as well. Some of those things out there you might want to do. And for that hunter, maybe buying a training kit, buying some dummies. They get a new puppy for Christmas for you. They've got a young dog. Buy them some throwing dummies from Avery, the Hexa Bumpers, the 2-inch Hexa Bumpers, or 3-inch Hexa Bumpers, and a little carry bag. Those cost about $15 each, you know, for the Hexa Bumpers. And, or you can get some of the the throwing ducks that are made of rubber. Those are great gifts for the hunter wanting to train that dog and get started. If you're looking for a good book to train with, there's a lot of different books out there. Tritronics Retriever is a great training book. You know, everybody wants to go back to Richard Walters and the Water Dog. That's also, you know, a classic. But I think Tritronics is more the modern day version of how to train a dog. But that is our quick hit, Phil, on the 1 through 10. We kind of included everybody, hunting, fishing, and dogs. So
sounds to me like you've been making your list and checking it twice.
That's correct.
Let's get in the mood. Let me ask you one quick question about the great outdoors.
Go ahead.
It's pretty warm out there. And it's staying kind of warm here for a little while. What's your forecast? When's it going to turn wintry around here and affect the outdoors for the outdoors people?
So we are looking. It was kind of cool last night, Phil, so the weather is going to turn a little bit here, I think, toward Christmas. I'm looking. Yeah, it's warming up during the day. Looking at our forecast, but at night it's in the 40s, which is great. It's going to be a great last push for deer season. Looking into next week, we're dropping into the 30s and highs in the high 50s right before Christmas, all the way to Christmas Eve in the 60s, but down in the 30s. So that's going to be a great week for that last strong push of deer season. You know, everybody's going to be hopefully off, getting a chance to be off work. So, again, as I've said before, don't let it make you think you can't go or you shouldn't go, because no reason to go, because it's the end of deer season. A lot of good deer, a lot of big bucks get shot at the end of the season with people who just don't give up. If you're using, you know, your corn piles, keep your corn piles corned up, don't quit. If you're hunting your food plots, keep hunting those food plots, because when it gets cool this next week, cold, those deer are going to need to feed and the activity is going to pick up. Trying to look at what the moon forecast is going to be next week. Just kind of trying to see. Looks like we're heading toward a full moon, which means it's going to be tough. It's going to be bright. So deer probably going to be late mid-morning walking. More morning activity mid-morning. And it's going to be late when they come out. It's going to be dark. So that typically happens when the moon starts getting real bright. It looks like we're heading toward a full moon a little bit. So that's the breakdown for deer season. Fishing on the coast is slowing down now. You get in December, things kind of slow down their crawl. Wait a couple months, and we'll see things start picking back up in the spring. But you can go, you know, offshore a little bit from the fish move offshore and it gets cold to deeper water. So you can go to the wrecks and fish a little bit. Folks do that for sheephead during the winter months for offshore stuff a little bit, or near shore, I should say. You know, striper's still biting right now. Know some folks went last week to Lake Murray, did real well with a guide service.
Major. There you go.
On herring. So that's our report.
That's a great report. That's a fantastic report. Let us wish you a great holiday with the family. You got the daughter coming in. That's great. And you guys enjoy Christmas and New Year's. I guess we'll talk to you next in 2022.
Yes, sir. Talk to you January 2022, no doubt.
Looking forward to a big 2022 in the great outdoors in South Carolina and doing a lot of great things with you. Maybe we can get together and do some shows in person. How about that?
We'll start doing that again. Yeah, we'll have to look for that for sure.
Looking forward to it. Major, thank you. Have a great holiday. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. There's your edition, SC Wild, starring the Major, Billy Downer from DNR. I tell you what, he covered practically everything and hardly took a breath. Halftime, USC women doubling it up on Puke, 32-16. Stomping all over the Coach K court in Durham. That's going to do it. Hope you enjoy the day. Maybe you were with us this morning at 6:50 on our stream for about 6 hours, or you called us tonight. We appreciate it. Either way, have a great night. See you tomorrow.